Listening test, part 1, listen to the latest World Environmental Report on the most precious substance on Earth, water, and supply the blanks with the missing information.
Today's edition of Planet Watch brings you our latest World Environmental Report. This week, Troy Hartwell takes a brief look at the most precious substance on Earth, water.
The surface of our planet is two-thirds water, of which 97% is seawater and therefore undrinkable. A further 2% is ice, unusable, that is because it is locked up in the polar ice caps. This leaves a comparatively minute area of 12,600 cubic kilometres of fresh water, scattered unevenly about the globe for drinking, bathing and other personal use. Of course, by far the largest percentage of available fresh water is used for farming, over 70%, while industry consumes up to 25%. The major problem is that our water is far too easily contaminated in a world which produces a staggering amount of pesticides from agriculture as well as industrial waste from manufacturing plants, a large proportion of which ends up in the rivers and streams that feed the reservoirs we rely on to supply us with fresh water. In addition, in many poor and developing countries of the world, sewage is added untreated to flowing and non-flowing water sources, causing devastating outbreaks of disease and, sadly, more than 25,000 deaths per day. One startling statistic, which shows the extent of water pollution in a major nation, is taken from a recent United Nations report, which estimates that over 78% of people in China drink from polluted water supplies. Unfortunately, the enormous efforts that humankind has taken to provide plentiful fresh water for all, I refer to the more than 35,000 large dam and hydroelectric turbine construction projects throughout the world, these might well be ultimately responsible for falling water tables, the shrinking of natural lakes, and shriveling rivers everywhere. One consequence of artificially diverting massive amounts of water is the loss of trees, plants, and wildlife that depend on wet areas that are fast drying up. It is clear the 21st century's greatest challenge will be to reverse these worrying trends towards a drier and therefore dirtier world. Troy Hartwell for Planet Watch.
Now listen again.
Today's edition of Planet Watch brings you our latest World Environmental Report. This week, Troy Hartwell takes a brief look at the most precious substance on Earth, water.
The surface of our planet is two-thirds water, of which 97% is seawater and therefore undrinkable. A further 2% is ice, unusable, that is because it is locked up in the polar ice caps. This leaves a comparatively minute area of 12,600 cubic kilometres of fresh water, scattered unevenly about the globe for drinking, bathing and other personal use. Of course, by far the largest percentage of available fresh water is used for farming, over 70%, while industry consumes up to 25%. The major problem is that our water is far too easily contaminated in a world which produces a staggering amount of pesticides from agriculture as well as industrial waste from manufacturing plants, a large proportion of which ends up in the rivers and streams that feed the reservoirs we rely on to supply us with fresh water. In addition, in many poor and developing countries of the world, sewage is added untreated to flowing and non-flowing water sources, causing devastating outbreaks of disease and, sadly, more than 25,000 deaths per day. One startling statistic, which shows the extent of water pollution in a major nation, is taken from a recent United Nations report, which estimates that over 78% of people in China drink from polluted water supplies. Unfortunately, the enormous efforts that humankind has taken to provide plentiful fresh water for all, I refer to the more than 35,000 large dam and hydroelectric turbine construction projects throughout the world, these might well be ultimately responsible for falling water tables, the shrinking of natural lakes, and shriveling rivers everywhere. One consequence of artificially diverting massive amounts of water is the loss of trees, plants, and wildlife that depend on wet areas that are fast drying up. It is clear the 21st century's greatest challenge will be to reverse these worrying trends towards a drier and therefore dirtier world. Troy Hartwell for Planet Watch.
Part 2.
You're going to listen to a recorded material. Before you listen, you have 20 seconds to read instructions carefully, and you will listen to it twice. You're ready to start.
You will hear a new student, Stefan, talking to an assistant, Anna, at the student union about his membership.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I hope so. This is the first time I've been down to the union. I'm a new international student, and I just wondered what to do.
Oh, right. Well, normally we ask international students to fill out this form, and we put your details on the wall by reception. Then other students can contact you. It's a way for everybody to get to know each other. It can be a bit lonely otherwise.
Oh, I see.
What's your name? I'm Anna, by the way.
It's Stefan Unger.
OK, well, just write that there, next to name, and then fill in the rest.
Right. What does it mean, degree programme?
Just if you are an undergraduate or a postgraduate. Or maybe you're just here for a short course?
I'm a postgraduate. Do I need to say what in?
Not really. It's too much detail. But you should put your department, so people who have the same interests or problems as you can get in touch.
So I'm studying marine construction, so for department, do I put down the science faculty then?
Just your actual department. That must be engineering, no?
Oh, I see, yes.
Then if you list what you like doing in your free time, not that we ever get any when we're studying, and maybe you can meet up with someone socially, or to join a club or something.
Well, I like lots of things. Shall I just list them?
My advice is to just put one or two, like football and films or whatever. Otherwise, you'll get so many invitations, you won't get any time to work.
OK. I think I'll just list computer games, as that's my big interest.
Oh.
I haven't played football for ages. I may start to play once I get settled. Now, let's see. Next thing is languages.
Yes. We find many of the international students get a bit tired of speaking English all the time. Sometimes they like to speak to someone in their own language. It's up to you.
That is a good idea. I presume I don't need to put English down.
Oh, no. I put Italian and French.
I can only speak German, my mother tongue.
OK, well, that's fine. Just put that.
What does accommodation mean? Is that my address?
We're trying to find similarities between people, and some people live in hall, some are in flats, some are in bedsits. So it helps if you say...
I'm in hall, though I'd like to be in a flat, but that won't happen till the end of the first term.
Put where you are now. You can always change it later. Then finally, just put your phone number.
I haven't really got one. I haven't sorted out a mobile yet.
Well, it's going to be difficult for people to contact you then, isn't it?
Mm.
Why don't you put the union one and we'll take messages for you?
OK.
It's 02950659003. Have you got that?
Yes.
OK, then.
Oh, I had a couple more questions about the services you've got here. It says there's a photocopier here.
Yes. You need to get a card from the shop, and then it's available to all students in the mornings. The union uses it after 1 p.m.
OK. I see also the union organises loads of events. Are they always held here in the union building? It looks big enough.
If you're interested in something, you should check the poster or our website. In fact, we normally use the Round Theatre, opposite the conference centre, for most events, because the sound system is better.
Right. I'll do that. Also, I wanted to hire a van. Can I do that through you?
No. You need to present a case, really. They're not just available for hire to anyone. The president said we have to limit who is allowed to hire them. The person you need to see is the transport secretary. She's on the second floor.
OK, thanks. The other thing is, are all the discounts we get with our union card listed on the back of the card? I thought there might be more.
No, that's it, I'm afraid. Mainly books, clothes and music. Though we are currently negotiating to get one on newspapers, so that should be valid from next term.
OK. Thanks a lot for your help.
Hi. Can I help you?
Yeah, I hope so. This is the first time I've been down to the union. I'm a new international student, and I just wondered what to do.
Oh, right. Well, normally we ask international students to fill out this form, and we put your details on the wall by reception. Then other students can contact you. It's a way for everybody to get to know each other. It can be a bit lonely otherwise.
Oh, I see.
What's your name? I'm Anna, by the way.
It's Stefan Unger.
OK. Well, just write that there, next to name, and then fill in the rest.
Right. What does it mean, degree programme?
Just if you are an undergraduate or a postgraduate. Or maybe you're just here for a short course?
I'm a postgraduate. Do I need to say what in?
Not really. It's too much detail. But you should put your department, so people who have the same interests or problems as you can get in touch.
So I'm studying marine construction, so for department, do I put down the science faculty then?
Just your actual department. That must be engineering, no?
Oh, I see, yes.
Then if you list what you like doing in your free time, not that we ever get any when we're studying, and maybe you can meet up with someone socially or to join a club or something.
Well, I like lots of things. Shall I just list them?
My advice is to just put one or two, like football and films or whatever. Otherwise, you'll get so many invitations, you won't get any time to work.
OK. I think I'll just list computer games, as that's my big interest.
Oh.
I haven't played football for ages. I may start to play once I get settled. Now, let's see. Next thing is languages.
Yes, we find many of the international students get a bit tired of speaking English all the time. Sometimes they like to speak to someone in their own language. It's up to you.
That is a good idea. I presume I don't need to put English down.
Oh, no. I put Italian and French.
I can only speak German, my mother tongue.
OK, well, that's fine. Just put that.
What does accommodation mean? Is that my address?
We're trying to find similarities between people, and some people live in hall, some are in flats, some are in bedsits. So it helps if you say...
I'm in hall, though I'd like to be in a flat, but that won't happen till the end of the first term.
Put where you are now. You can always change it later. Then finally, just put your phone number.
I haven't really got one. I haven't sorted out a mobile yet.
Well, it's going to be difficult for people to contact you then, isn't it?
Mm.
Why don't you put the union one and we'll take messages for you?
OK.
It's 02950659003. Have you got that?
Yes.
OK, then.
Oh, I had a couple more questions about the services you've got here. It says there's a photocopier here.
Yes. You need to get a card from the shop, and then it's available to all students in the mornings. The union uses it after 1 p.m.
OK. I see also the union organises loads of events. Are they always held here in the union building? It looks big enough.
If you're interested in something, you should check the poster or our website. In fact, we normally use the Round Theatre, opposite the conference centre, for most events, because the sound system is better.
Right. I'll do that. Also, I wanted to hire a van. Can I do that through you?
No. You need to present a case, really. They're not just available for hire to anyone. The president said we have to limit who is allowed to hire them. The person you need to see is the transport secretary. She's on the second floor.
OK, thanks. The other thing is, are all the discounts we get with our union card listed on the back of the card? I thought there might be more.
No, that's it, I'm afraid. Mainly books, clothes and music. Though we are currently negotiating to get one on newspapers, so that should be valid from next term.
OK. Thanks a lot for your help.